This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we say good morning to everybody. Great to have you up early with us, as we got a lot of stuff, as always, going on. I'll tell you what, I remember when I first started doing radio and there wasn't a whole hell of a lot going on here in town 35 years ago, and we don't have that problem anymore. We got teams for everything. Man, we got secondary sports I don't even mention here in town that we have going on. We have every event. If there's an event that travels around the world, around the country, it makes its way here, just about everything. So we are growing. I was told here recently, we now have one of the biggest, most beautiful pickleball facilities next to the airport in Fort Lauderdale. I haven't seen it yet, but some hardcore pickleballers were telling me about it. Oh, yeah, we're going to get. And then I met a woman who came down here from the Midwest because she's going to be a professional pickleball player, and this was the best place to be for competition and instruction, as in coaching, for her to get to where. So I was like, wow. It's everything. We got plenty of stuff going on here as we say good morning. And we start with the, we're kind of wondering about this Ekblad thing. And everybody had a little different take, by the way. I love Billy Lindsay, but Billy Lindsay did not tell the truth yesterday when he came on with us. But so Ekblad, Aaron Ekblad, has been suspended 2 games. Not only is he going to miss this one for the hit on Hagel, Brandon Hagel, who, by the way, will not play tonight, and obviously Tampa Bay's not happy, but they're going to suspend him for 2 games. So Ekblad is going to miss not only this game. If it comes back here, he'll miss the next one or the start of a new series as well. He'll be out. We've got a bunch of stuff, and I got hit hard yesterday with the Pat Riley stuff. And it got me thinking last night, doing a lot of deep thinking on this Pat Riley thing. There's two groups out there. There's a younger group. Everything seems to go this way, and as you know, I'm part of the older crowd. I can't hide that with my age and the way I grew up, a little tough love, and so I get the guys around me going, "Screw that, man. Pat Riley's right. The way he does things is the right way to do it. He should not change, and all the things he's done to have one of the greatest organizations till recently." I like that. I like the way that was. Screw Jimmy Butler. And now it's starting to pick up heat the other side of the fence. And the old neighbors are saying, yeah, this stuff's outdated, man. This heat culture's got a crack in it. You can't talk to people this way anymore. Some of the things you've been doing, they're just. And by the way, we don't talk enough about this. Spo has changed some of the things. Spo has gone to Pat Riley and said, "Hey, listen, man, I know you like those old school practices. We can't do them anymore. Hell, it's hard enough to get guys to play. enough games. Like, we got to rest. We got to do, and I think this is going on in sports. I can't speak for hockey, but a lot of teams, a lot of sports are cutting way back. More mental work than physical work for these practices, especially with sports science and nutritionists and all these people saying, hey, man, it's a long season. You're playing all these games. And so Spo has changed some rules. Somebody gave in on the Jimmy Butler's, you know, schedule and how he did things. And come to find out, that's going on all over the league where sometimes the best players get perks that other players don't get. And you accept it. And again, I didn't grow up during that time. Everybody got treated the same. Whether you were great, you didn't get your own room. I didn't play during the time where, and now guys have their own rooms. And then even after I left, the veteran players didn't have to have roommates anymore. And, you know, I played a time when it didn't matter who you were. You had to have a roommate. And so a lot of things without getting into all the different things. But I just thought today would be a good day to find out for everybody that listens to this show from 6 in the morning to 10. I haven't hit Woody with this yet, but is it time for Pat Riley to step down? He didn't get cheated, by the way. He did not get cheated. He's 80 years old. So it's not like he's getting run out here, but there's a lot of noise out there nationally, a lot, and I'm not talking just about Stephen A., who said, hey, man, it's time. Some of the stuff he's doing, the way, and by the way, the people just kiss Jimmy's ass all the time. I don't care about you, but you get a vote. But because now all of a sudden Jimmy, playoff Jimmy, and every time playoff Jimmy plays well, people are going after Pat Riley more and more. And I understand that. I get it. I don't know if Jimmy would have been here. He might have looked at this team and still said, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you beat Cleveland. I do know those were two embarrassing losses that got everybody's attention. 55 and 37 point losses at home. A lot of people thought they quit. When you lose by 55, there probably is some quit in it, you know? And there's probably as in, I don't want to go back to Cleveland because we got no shot. There are some guys that played like that. There were some guys that played like, this is the old saying because we did it too, the car is packed. The car's already packed. You've already checked out. You've already told the apartment that you've been renting for the basketball season that you're going to be leaving for a while.
They've never really been mediocre since Riley's been here, though, right? Like,
no.
They've had bad seasons here and there, but they've never had this stretch of mediocrity.
Three play-ins. One play-in got us to a championship round.
They're just kind of a middling team right now, and the problem is they don't seem to have a direction.
No.
That's the issue. As far as, you know, should Riley retire, I think he needs to pump the brakes a little on the, you know, ripping and the postseason press conference. But
hey, Woody,
you know.
Woody, wait a sec. That's down the middle. That's not working. So should he be in or should he? Is it?
No, I don't. I think
out?
He should be in. I think he does a tremendous job. Riley has earned the right to go when he's ready to go.
All right,
right.
That's what I wanted.
But at some point, you got to adapt a little with the times, no?
Well, so it was exactly a year ago that Pat Riley came out and ripped Jimmy Butler pretty hard. Well, real hard for a superstar. Nobody else does that. Shut up. You're not playing. And, hey, play more frigging games, and we'll give you that extension. But you got to show me. And you can't play 60 games or whatever he said, 58 games. And we all went, uh-oh. I know. I remember. I did, too. Like, uh-oh. How's Jimmy Butler and his agent going to take this one? Well, come to find out, it was good for Golden State. It's been bad for us. But the other problem is, I look at that roster. Ira Winderman's got grades on everybody and how they did in the regular season and the playoffs. By the way, almost every guy should have a playoff flunking grade for the way they play. I said flunking, right? Make sure I said that, not the other word. That other word's been getting me in trouble, folks, around town a little bit. I got to cut back on the F word. The bad one. The bad one you don't want your kid saying a lot. But I look, you know, and it was a year ago, Ross said, we're going to run it back. And some of us went, ooh. He goes, no, healthy. And remember, Terry Rozier's only been for us a small time, and he was our big pickup, and he's going to come back, and he'll know the system, and he's going to be one of our big pieces, and he was an F. And again, not the F word, He was a grade of an F. So Andrew Wiggins, the big piece. So you didn't get a lot. And they gotta make a decision on Duncan Robinson here pretty soon. Your 3-point specialist. So yeah, they got, and again, I don't even know, how do people feel about Jim and Tyler anymore? Huh? I mean, they're really good players, but they need a number one dog. I don't mind keeping Tyler and Bam, but I think we need to slow it. I watched the Greek Freak a little bit last night. The Greek Freak goes for a big boy triple-double, 30, 20, and like 13 last night, and they choke away a game they had. But we got to stop throwing his name out there. What the hell could we give them back that would get their attention? I don't think he's going to stay in Milwaukee.
That game shows you last night, though, again, what I was trying to say to you yesterday, is that you need a team around these guys. Like Giannis, yes, he's a great player, but that was a rough one last night for that team.
I think
that team has had something very, very wrong with them, seemingly, for a while now. But that was a really rough collapse last night.
Yes, it was. That was a bad one.
I know, look, it's not all his fault. I got you. But he's the big guy. He's the dog on that team, or the big dog, right? Or the big horse.
Wait a sec. Yeah, before you get in big horse, you should not mention him with any kind of problem at all. He's one of the best players.
No, but you obviously need to surround him with enough talent,
right,
or you're going to have what you had last night.
Correct.
So.
Correct. He needs that. And by the way, that group that won a championship got old.
Yep.
And they tried to run it back thinking they could turn back Father Time, and Father Time won that one for sure with some of the pieces they brought back. What's that big center, that big brother? He is.
Lopez.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's hard to watch. Now, there's nights he must feel like he's about 40 because he plays like it. So anyway, without getting back to this thing, I would like to ask everybody on the text machine, 305-567-0560.
This is a tough question, by the way.
I never wanted this one to come up.
It's not easy.
You want Pat Riley to come back and be the president and run the show here? Yes or no?
Well,
I saw a lot of people are picking up because these polls are being done all over the place, and a lot of people are turning on Pat Riley. Hey, listen, Pat is 80. And no matter what, Pat looks like he's always in great shape. He got to be slowing down a little bit.
I'm sure he has people around him that are helping make these decisions.
No, he's not by himself.
But here's the thing, like, the move to get someone like that has to be available. Like, you can't just make it magically happen no matter who the GM is. And he don't have a ton of pieces, not in a great spot right now.
What are you saying again?
It's not like you could bring in some GM who's going to wave some magic wand. Like, Giannis is just going to come here.
No, but that guy's had a great influence on players coming and not coming, from showing rings to selling people, and the respect he got, that he got meetings with guys that usually wouldn't even come here. Kevin Durant.
Jimmy Butler here was incredible.
Okay.
Remember how tough that was?
How about getting Kevin Durant to just come for a meeting? He goes, I'm probably not going to go, but I respect Pat Riley.
Yeah, but that didn't go so well.
No.
Because then Dwayne left and
whatever. So.
But anyway, I mean, I get what you're saying. He's got the respect.
Anyway,
Hall of Fame resume. It's a very tough call, by the way. Like,
we got an 80-year-old man.
It's not easy.
He is 80. I don't know how he is.
You can make the argument no one's been more important to sports in this town than Pat Riley, right?
No,
I mean, maybe Wayne Huizenga. Like,
one other guy was.
Yeah, but Riley's
been. No. That guy that came here when this football thing just started and was a disaster before he got here, his name is Don Shula.
Okay.
That's all. But I'm Pat Riley's right there with him. No. Pat
Riley
Riley's
did
right
both,
there
though.
With
Riley
him.
Coached and did. He coached him to championship and has sat in the front office. So
I got you, but
he's on the Mount Rushmore.
He is, man. There's no question about it. Pat and Pat will probably have a lot more things named after him, like Coach Shula does. And
he's got the court already.
I tell you, that Shula Expressway is a pain in the ass, though. That thing is always busy. Mm. What terrible, terrible crowd. Jesus,
do you think Riley needs a highway?
Oh yeah, he's probably.
Which one should we give him? He get one of the causeways or something. Go out to the beach.
I don't know. We'll have to.
They already gave Dwayne the street in front of the arena, didn't they?
Yeah, but the players get a street, but this guy's.
He gets a highway.
He gets something big. He gets freeway.
We got a court. The court's pretty good.
But that's not. It's not enough, man.
Not enough.
Oh, that's right. No, Pat's on the other side.
The highway.
I know a lot of people don't like this, man, but I played tennis with a guy the other day, and he goes, man, Pat Riley walks on water with me, Joe. Screw Jimmy Butler. And I was like, so I didn't know if he was saying it because that's how I felt or if he was saying that because he meant it, but we were going back and forth, and I get mostly there's a bunch of old school people that still love sports that aren't crazy about all the you know, the new world stuff.
We got a split here, by the way, this morning.
That's what I thought.
Early text this morning, let him run it. And Riley, we trust, from 786. I love Pat, but what he's done, but it's time for Pat to retire. I don't know who they'd get to replace him. Wouldn't Mickey's son Nick do it? Or at least, I know last time I threw that name out there, you said I was an idiot. Then Ira said it, and apparently it's okay now, but...
Can I talk, or are you just going to talk on behalf of the friggin' world again today?
No, you ripped me pretty good when I said that.
I don't think
time.
Nick should run things, no. Okay. I think Nick should be the owner.
Fair enough.
I don't want Nick to be the president and owner, no. That's just me. But, hey,
Pat needs to stay from the 305. Riley should have left after he let Wade walk from the 786.
There's a lot of people that
are
like,
hey. Sports becoming soft. We got a lot of that one.
They're thank Pat, but hey. So I got to tell you, I'm curious if Pat does this thing he usually does, and I don't know if the team is telling him, please don't do this. It's not good for business. Because somebody might be telling Pat that. By the way, if you do, you got big basketballs. Hey, Pat, remember what happened a year ago? Let's try to tone it down, man. We're trying to get something done here to upgrade this thing. So does Pat talk, number one? Does he control himself, number two? I'm curious. I think we'll learn a lot just from... And Pat Riley's hearing the noise, by the way, because Pat hears everything.
Yeah, this can't be a Belichick thing.
Pat hears everything on AM radio. Pat hears everything.
Did you saw what happened with Belichick right in that interview where they ask him, you know, about the firing, and he goes, it was mutual.
Yeah.
And they go, no, he said you were fired. No, it was mutual. Like, it needs to be – Pat Riley's got to go out on
good
terms,
right? So I just
want
to let you know, Bill Belichick was fired, and the reason I know that –
he didn't realize that.
Yeah, he does, because he didn't put Robert Kraft in his book.
But he won't admit it. Like, he was asked twice about it.
He's a proud guy.
But that's my point with Riley is, like, Riley has earned the right to exit how he wants to exit.
Hey, somebody lets you go. A team lets you go. And it comes out, hey, they've decided to move on from Joe Rose or something.
Yeah.
And I go, no. I'm moving on from you.
Okay.
You know how that. Hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to here, man.
They can't,
morning.
By the way, but they can't force him out. That's the other thing. Like, he's got to leave on his own. Could you imagine?
I can't imagine Pat Riley getting up there
if it
going,
leaks that someone pushed him
I
out.
I just want to let you know this is not my decision because I'm in love and I wanted to get a chance to fix this.
Oh,
it would be so bad. But the good news is.
Mickey
and Nick have been real good to Pat Riley. And Pat Riley's been real good to them. That's a pretty good relationship. I don't know how much they hang out, but that's a pretty damn good working relationship. Hey, we got more stuff. Kyle Crabb's going to join us. Really good stuff on the Dolphins, the draft, and what the Dolphins still need to do. But I want to say this besides all that. People want to know, which of these draft picks have a chance besides 1 and 2 to come in and start and play a lot? And Kyle breaks it all down for you. We're going to have that coming up next. Plus, we got a lot more stuff to get to with the Panthers, the Heat, a lot of other stories, including this Buffalo story. Speaking of talk radio and a general manager not happy, we're going to have that for you as well. Right now, though, I want to say good morning to all the doctors. It's early, and I want to talk to Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program and all those great doctors driving in this morning. Some of them listened to us, and I just want to say to all the specialists, thank you guys, man. About 35 strong now from what I'm told, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I don't mean just one. Listen, if you're going to be a top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country, you got to have doctors with great experience. You have to have doctors where athletes are coming in from all over the country and sometimes world to get a second opinion with your doctors because they have such a great reputation. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I'm talking about the best in the business. These aren't doctors right out of school. These are doctors been around, have great reputations. That's the great news. Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program is tops, man. Matter of fact, those doctors are going for surgeries right now taking care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. I can go on and on. But, hey, let's talk about the facilities because you got one close to you. You will get injured. If you're active and competitive, you will get injured no matter what age you are. I thought it was just old people. It's all of us, man. Well, we got three great facilities for you. Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, obviously at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. All you have to do when you have that sports-related injury is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day for them. Let's get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back, and yeah, man, we've who thought we'd still be in the headlines around here, and not for the play of the Panthers, who have a chance to wrap up that series tonight in Tampa Bay, minus Aaron Ekblad, suspended for 2 games, so he will not be there for these next 2 games, if there is a second game. If not, he'll miss the opener of the second round of the playoffs. Pat Riley, starting to get some heat nationally. And again, I've listened to it, and for everybody and what everybody has to say, and Pat Riley's gotten old, things have passed him by, you can't talk to today's athletes and treat people the way you do. Your message coming out of the organization can't be hard-ass, old-school. You got to kiss ass to get these guys. And I'm like, okay, you know, listen. By the way, it was. What just happened with the 37 and 55-point losses were embarrassing. And by the way, if you believe that 55-point loss, they quit, that's fine. It's hard to argue because nobody in the NBA, with everybody getting paid a lot of money, that should never happen, 55 points. Never, ever happen. 37, borderline, never happened. But 55, they could have not showed up in the second half. Could have put the cheerleaders in for the second half and still won the game. Pat is, and of course, Jimmy Butler, and now it's playoff Jimmy again, and playing hurt, and scores 27, and that just adds to it, and everything. So now, all of a sudden, and this is the problem with, they're all kissing Jimmy Butler's ass for, well, if you just sucked it up, and this and that.
He deserves to get his ass kissed after the performance he had last game.
He is doing exactly what they hired him to do.
Jimmy's a great player, man. There's no question about it, but the Riley thing is delicate, right? It's a very, very tricky situation here because has his time come and gone?
There's a lot
perhaps,
of people.
Right?
There's a lot of people that said, great, whatever you did it in the past. We've been a playing team for 3 years, even though the 1 year we did make it to the championship.
Those people are right, though.
But right? I don't care.
But this is a very tough situation.
Well, this is the worst looking team and position they've been in, and they don't have a high draft pick.
Yes.
They got Golden State's draft pick, first-round pick. They're not in very good shape, and they got to make some decisions. I mean, there's some guys that are DNF grade if we're doing Ira Winderman special today. Terry Rozier is FF.
Oof.
Andrew Wiggins, since he's been here, had that 40-point game, great, but Andrew Wiggins,
Well, it's not his fault. I mean, he's scraps in a trade that, you know, should have been made months ago. So it's not his fault. But
okay, so he gets that. It's not his fault.
Well, it's not.
Should I just do it? It's not their fault.
No, but
I'll do the not their fault.
You got the best that you could for Jimmy because you were up against it and you knew someone was going to take advantage of you.
I thought Wiggins was going to be a little better.
Okay, but
that's all.
You still got fleeced in that trade because there was nothing you could do at that point. It got to, you know, the point of no return with Jimmy, and they knew, every other team knew that.
The way he handled it going out the door killed any chance
of getting a good haul.
Yes.
You know, if you would have done it before this, what's the difference at this point?
It doesn't matter. But so the thing is, I don't think Pat Riley, I'd be shocked if he steps down. I think he still believes. He looks in the mirror when he gets up in the morning. He looks great for 80 years old. But people are saying, hey, Pat, come on, man. Time's passed you by. You know you can't talk to people like that. You know you can't do this. You can't do that. You know you got to cave on some of those old school rules. And come on, man. Spo knows it. Spo's changed with it. You're not changing. Cracking the culture. I saw that a zillion times. The cracking the culture now is the new one. Anyway, 305-567-0560. Love to read whatever your text is on Pat Riley. Seems like a lot of old schoolers are going, screw that. He stands for what I like in professional sports. I don't want it to change. I trust him that he can do
it
again.
Those people are right, by the way. They are. Now, whether you can still handle yourself that way and guys are going to respond, that's the issue.
Well, listen, we'll get more into that 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, including Woody kind of getting into our own business. One general manager not happy with their sports show in the morning on radio. We're going to have that for you. Love to get your thoughts on that as well. I thought it was great since we play the Bills twice a year. And they really don't have any problems. They must be running out of things to bitch about. Can you imagine? Can you imagine our GM calling down here saying, I got a problem with you guys? Really? I got a whole bunch with you, too. Hey, by the way, Atlantic Men's Clinic, man, there's no problem there. ED and low T. And, man, I'll tell you, if you got it, oh, and I have it. Had it. It's gone. Had it. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I had such great results. I have told everybody in my life, even a point my wife goes, can you not say it in front of us, please? Like, no, it's great. Listen, great results. Low T and ED seem to run together. Low energy level. Tired all the time, foggy, not sleeping well, more time on the couch. Oh, by the way, you're still eating the same amount of food, so you're gaining weight without working out. So you know what happens there. Yeah, 15, 20 extra coming on the way. And your sex drive is gone. Now, that's the one that really got my attention. It's one thing to fake through being tired all the time with drinking extra coffee. But the sex drive, there's no way around that one. You either have it or you don't. And when you don't, it's friggin' embarrassing, humiliating to go through. Man, I find that got my attention. Atlantic Men's Clinic, sat down with them, got the T, the PSA tested, all the testing. And, man, I got great results quickly. I went a year ago, and I felt good, man, for most of the time since getting on their program. This is what Atlantic Men's Clinic does. ED and low T, they knock them out. They're cousins you don't want to mess with, and you don't have to. And if it's hitting you in your 40s, it's normal, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's going to happen to every guy out there. The question is, are you going to do something about it? Are you just going into full-time retirement, and your wife is just now your friend? You might as well sleep in different bedrooms. Hey, 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Great results on the way. You got to set up that first appointment. If this thing has got your attention, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 for great results. Great results, but you got to set up that first appointment. Check out AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information.